And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Mexa is out of town. Corey Sandin's sick. And Brandon Bono, the world's greatest fisherman, is here with me today. And we have a great show to start 2025 for you, and our first time back on the fan here. We're excited to have Captain Al Clowers, local fishing guide here in San Diego. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, and YouTube and Facebook Live. Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Hookup! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on, for the first time, back in on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, we're back, of course, always on our Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live. Hi, everybody. If you're looking at the YouTube and Facebook Live, Rock Cod Rick's back enjoying some time off back in Tennessee. Yeah. He's actually listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app right now.
Happy to fill his seat.
Which is cool. So stoked you're here.
Stoked to be here. Stoked to be with Captain Alan Clowers.
Yeah.
It's a super exciting return back to 97.3 the Fan.
Yeah. Pretty stoked to have the world. I call him the world's greatest fisherman, Al. Because he fishes kind of everything.
Right.
And does it all.
Hey, that's the only way to be. You got to know what's going on in the back bay, at the lakes, offshore, everything. Everything in between, right?
Got to have it all there for sure. So what's been going on with Captain Al?
Captain Al is still doing the same thing after many years. Got the Riviera in service, and I have the Stringari bay boat in service. So We're doing little bay trips, bonefish trips, all the way to offshore and when the, you know, during the season. But right now we're pretty much doing bay trips, little half days down off IB for sand bass and the Coronado Islands.
Okay.
Many people would think you live the dream life. You know, you get to fish all year long for all sorts of different species and take people from all over the place and to experience this amazing fishery in San Diego.
Right. Yeah, it keeps me on my toes, you know. It's unlike some, you know, I have my finger on the pulse from the lake, you know. I am guiding in the lake as well for the next three or four. This time of year was
so you kind of do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of unique to you. You're good everywhere. And I see you. I see you at the lake. I see you in the back bay. Yeah. If I go to La Jolla, you're there. Yeah. You seem to be everywhere at all times.
Sometimes it's challenging to keep on track of it, but you know, it keeps me feeling nice and young because it keeps me on the move.
Yeah, you know? That's it, man.
Yesterday I spent all day on the Stringari dialing every little piece of tackle and, you know, getting it all
You have
tricked
three
out.
Different boats, right?
Right now I have three. Two saltwater, the Riviera, the Stringari skiff, and then my 20-foot Ranger for the lakes.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm. Nice bunch of rigs there. So that Riviera is sweet. You've seen that.
Well, I prefer the Ranger. I love the lakes. Yeah. I prefer that Ranger. I would sell my soul for that boat.
The lakes are biting pretty good right now.
Are they? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a boiling fish. First hour and a half in the back of
still.
Wow. Wednesday it still bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
For January, that's amazing.
January?
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, not many lakes in this nation in January could you catch a busting fish.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're nice. Those are all nice 3 to 2.5 to 4.5 pounders.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow. And is it an all day opportunity thing?
No, it's just first that bites first thing in the morning.
Okay. And then after that, what do you typically
then
do?
Then after that, I'll get on the meter and look for a nice jig bite right now, this time of year, and go pitch them something really shallow because there's big ones are up shallow too, you know.
So. And the way the weather has been, it almost seems like I'm sure to the largemouth, it seems like we're already coming into spring. They're probably already thinking pre-spawn.
Right. Well, back in the day when Otay used to be closed and we used to have the big old opening day ceremony and camp in the back of our trucks and stuff, that was in January.
Okay.
And they bit good on the bank.
Is that right?
I mean? And crawdad fishing was insane back in the day. You know?
Now, I'm sure you would never do anything like this. Like, was there ever a time you went in there a little bit maybe before it was open?
Come on. What are you saying?
I don't know if we can reveal that on this talk hookup.
Oh, you might see Brandon in there.
I've heard stories.
From back
in the day, you have a 12-foot car topper with a little 9.9 Merc on it. And you roll over to the shoreline and you slide that thing down there and you go double anchor on your crawdad spot.
Ooh.
And the first boat comes around the corner and you already got 3 or 4 in the boat. I'm wondering how you got there.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I don't know, figure it out, but I'm staying here.
That away. So you've been out on the Riviera. Of course, Rockfish in California just closed December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And you take people out offshore, islands and stuff like that. Now,
right.
For us here in San Diego, we can still fish rockfish in the Mexican waters. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I have been doing it.
Have you?
Yeah, we did a trip the other day and had limits for 5, you know. I stayed up around North Island.
Good quality, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm fishing like 325.
Yeah, shallow.
And yeah, it used to not be shallow.
Yeah,
that's shallow.
It used to be quite deep.
Yeah. And I got the boat really dialed in for that stuff with all electric reels and everything.
Oh, nice.
That's nice. You get the kids, just give them a quick
check. Of course, you can't use those in Mexican waters, but you can use those in U.S. waters.
Right. Well, we would never do
that. We would never do that. Yeah. Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're running, you know, I like to take people to the areas that are biting, you know, and this time of year it's an island trip, you know. And never know, you might run over a school of yo-yo yellows down there.
Yeah.
I know they're down there. So
Well, San Diego's been running, catching a few, right?
Yeah, in La Jolla, believe it or not.
La Jolla.
Needle and haystack trips.
Yeah.
Right.
catch the right ones. Well, we'll hear later on in the show from Marcos.
So there's a lot of fishing to do. You know, people ask me, how's the fishing? Fishing's always good. It depends if you're fish specific or not.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beauties of being as versatile as you are. Right. There, you know, if a client wants to book a trip with you, you have so many options, and you're good at all those things. There's there's never a bad time of year to go fishing with Captain Mountain Cloud.
Right. We're always going to – there's always something to target.
Yeah.
You know?
And those San Diego trips, you know, it was kind of eye-opening. They started running those 7-3 local trips, coastal trips. And, you know, at the time, if you asked a lot of skiff guys, I'm sure they would tell you there wasn't much to catch. And Matt Brawler went out there and whacked the yellowtail locally.
Did he?
Oh, he did. Yeah. He had a good run, you know. Like it petered out on him, I think, a little bit. But, but man, he really found them at a time of year where a lot of guys weren't catching much.
Yeah. Was that yo-yo fish?
He had a little bit of everything. He had surface iron fish, yo-yo fish, fly line fish.
Was he using a two-fish jig?
Oh, of course. There's only one lure attached to the end of his rod. It's the best surface iron made, and that's called a two-fish jig.
They were popping up every now and then. If you're there at the right time, you get a few casts on them.
So the bay, you know, this time of the year, a lot of people kind of, you know, it's always nice in the bay. Right. And what do you catch this time of the year?
Right now, I mean, sand bass, spotted bay bass, halibut. Bonefish, bay sharks, you know, all
kind of a little bit of everything.
A little bit of Corvina. I got a report the other day of a guy caught 5 Corvina on the Spook.
Oh, is that right?
Like 8 days ago.
On the surface?
On the surface, yeah.
Wow.
That's one of my favorite things to do, but I don't really do it too much for clients because there's a lot going on with too many people.
And what boat do you take in the bay?
Well, both. So if you like luxury and you have more than 3 people, or if you have less than 3 people and you just want to go on a really nice boat, you take the Riviera, but you don't fish the back bay, right, because it's too skinny.
Yeah.
But we fish 3/4. I can get to 3/4 of it. And then if it's more economical budget, you know, and you have 2 or 3 kids or 4, you know, 4 people, we take the Stringari and, you know, we fish the back bay and everywhere else in the Stringari too. So it's a matter of what they want. They have options. If they want luxury, nice boat, no matter what we're doing, Riviera. If they want to get in that skinny water, then you have to take the Stringari. Or if you're on a budget. I mean, it's only —
you don't take the Ranger in saltwater.
I take it out there for my own personal use, but I don't want to have to go through all the permits for that boat. You know, all the other ones are permitted.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Yeah, here at Captain Power Charters, we're 100% legit.
Legit.
Right. So, which is a bummer because I live in National City, and if I had the Stringari on a trailer, I'd go to Pepper Park and fish the back bay on about 3 gallons of gas. But I'm in Marina Cortez with the permit, so I have to go all the way from Marina Cortez to the back.
Yes.
So,
what, that's one thing we should mention is there's a lot of illegal charters in both San Diego and Mission Bay, and so make sure when you book a charter that they are legit. How do you make sure if you're booking a charter, how do you make sure that guy's legit? How do you make sure this is
well?
Legal
the basic stuff is the captain's license, insurance, charter insurance, and they can show you it because they have to have it with them.
Because you have to have insurance.
San Diego Bay, you need a port permit, right, for the port tax. And there's a sticker for that, and it goes right on the side.
It's on the boat, right?
It's visible by their FG numbers, right? So those are the main things. Mission Bay is supposed to have a something through the city. You know, I'm not at the speed over there.
City versus port.
Right. And main thing is, if you get a charter and they guide you to a launch ramp, that's a big old red flag.
Is that right?
Cannot charter off a launch ramp. Cannot pick up at a launch ramp.
Oh, no kidding. You have to pick up from...
From a marina that has it in their master lease, so everybody's covered when they're walking down the dock, right? So I get inquiries a lot to go pick up at different ramps, but I can't. It's illegal. And there's signage everywhere.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of charters pick up right here at Fisherman's Landing, right, Brandon?
Right, and that's a marina with a master lease for everybody. As soon as they walk on that dock there, everybody's insured, so there's double insurance.
Sure, and unfortunately these days, you know, the El Nino era brought forth a lot of these, you know, younger guys or guys from out of town that decided to run these illegal charters, and, you know, and unfortunately at Fisherman's Landing, we've seen just – it become prevalent. When the fishing is really good, all of a sudden these guys come out of the woodworks, and all of a sudden they're trying to pick up passengers from our dock. But if you, you know, do your due diligence and you attempt to seek out like a vetted guy, a top-level guy, a guy like Alan Clowers, that's really what you should be doing. If you're looking on, you know, Craigslist and you're negotiating for $50, you know, to go out on some random...
That's got to be illegal.
100% of the time, that guy is illegal.
Right, you know? And if something was to happen on the trip, you're not covered with the insurance.
You know?
So these guys that have the captain's license and have the insurance and everything, but they don't have a port permit in San Diego, their insurance ain't going to cover them on a charter.
And here's the other thing, too, is if you get stopped by... your day is over.
Right.
They'll put that guy away, and you lost the money.
And it's a real bummer, man, because I feed my family with my fishing, right? I mean, I'm a full-time
That's your job.
Fishing charter guide, right? With a guide license as well.
Yeah.
And to see this happening, the way I look at it, they're taking food off my table.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now what about the lakes? Do you need permits on the lakes?
Lakes, you have to have a guide's license and the proper insurance.
Yeah, the proper insurance.
Yes.
Yeah. Through the city?
Through the guide's license is through the Fish Department.
Department of Fish and Wildlife. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to have a bond.
So you got to buy a lot of permits every year.
Oh yeah, I just put the Stringari back in. It was like $4,000.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So slip. The last month slip, the deposit.
Now, do you have backup guys?
Fishing game number.
Yeah. Do you have backup guys? You can't be on all three boats at once.
No. But right now, whatever comes in, I run. You know.
Wow.
So
you're a busy guy.
Yeah. So.
So how does somebody book a charter with you?
I'm looking for some guys.
You are.
Yeah, I'm looking for I need a deckhand, or some. Right now, deckhands because it's I can't retain somebody right now with a trip or two a week.
I'm sure there's a lot of young guys out there that could benefit greatly from learning under your tutelage. Right.
And in the past, that's how it's been. You know Trevin that's running the Royal Polaris?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
He started working with me when he started pinheading with me when he was 13.
Well, that's cool.
And he worked with me from 13 to 18 every day off of school, every summer. Everything.
And look at him now.
And he called me and says, "Hey man, I really want to go long range fishing. What can you do for me?" I said, "Let me call Roy."
Hmm.
So I called Roy and set up an appointment with Roy. And I told Roy, I said, "This is a needle in a haystack kid right here. He won't let you down." And we met at In-N-Out Burger and El Cajon, and the rest is history.
Well, that's
pretty cool.
Too cool,
And now he's running trips on the big boat.
I
worked that kid. That was back when it was really busy, too. And he's one of the greatest kids around. That's cool.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We're thrilled to be with you now, of course, on 97.3 The Fan, as well as our YouTube and Facebook Live, and, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup app. I want to thank Backbone Broadcast, our my friend George, who's helped me put that all together this last couple of weeks. It hasn't been an easy project.
I bet not.
And if you look at the YouTube and Facebook, you can see we have a lot more equipment in here, and I'm pushing a lot more buttons. So it's a learning experience, but we're making it through this first show.
Well, you're doing a great job, and
and
exciting day.
I'm thrilled you're here, too.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And as you can hear, Al's brought great gifts. We're
we have a true
to start the new year.
We have a treasure trove of giveaways today. So one lucky caller or texter will win a full day trip aboard the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. Plus, Captain Allen has brought in a SoCal Fishing Maps binder. This is a binder that contains every map of Southern California and all the spots, all the structure, all the MLPA zones, as well as he's offered up a one-year subscription to Your Saltwater Guide. Dave is another pro out there. You guys, are the experts of SoCal, and this is just a big pool of prizes for one lucky caller or texter.
Right.
All right. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, whoever wins is winning a big bundle, man. You know,
yeah.
Your prescription, Your Saltwater Guide, that map.
Yeah.
And a day fishing.
Now, Dave says that's worth $700 that year subscription.
Oh, yeah. That's what he told me this
and
morning.
And you believe him?
At least.
Yeah, I believe
at
him.
Least.
At least. Well, the good thing is he gets to see you on that.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. You want to get through? 833-288-0973 is the brand new phone number. 833-288-0973. 800-273-0973. Our friend Jeff is standing by the phones. He'll be taking your phone calls. 833-288-0973. The texts are starting to pour in, so text us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island's natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hataguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safari's family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Hey, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fast Lane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the lake.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip, when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
You're
welcome.
On, Brandon.
Well, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, where we get so excited in these breaks and we just get to talking fish and we forget that we're back on
we're
the
live.
Great 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, for sure. So just so for your knowledge, so first hour on Saturday is on 97.3 The Fan. Both hours on Sunday, 7 and 9 a.m., are on 97.3 The Fan. The rest, all the hours, 7 and 9 on Saturday, 7 and 9 on Sunday, are, of course, always on our YouTube and Facebook Live and always on our Let's Talk Hookup app, streaming live. Of course, archives are always going to be available after the show, so you can listen on demand anytime. But one thing I want to mention is we had a few texts from people that say they're still hearing 1090 on their Listen Live button on their app. Reload your phone.
Mm.
Shut your phone down. Start it back up, reload it. I confirmed it's working just fine. Adam, our main man on the app, worked it. But so what's happening is you're hearing old content on your phone. So you need to shut your phone down. I know. I'm old, man. I don't know all this tech stuff. But you need to shut your phone down, restart it, and then you'll hear the Listen Live. And then you hit Listen Live again on the Let's Talk. Open up the Let's Talk Hookup app again, Listen Live, and you'll hear what's going on.
So, yeah, and the app's amazing. There's texts coming through the app that are just flowing with great questions.
Yeah. And, of course, our second hour today, that's the way we're going to – because we don't have any phones on the second hour. So, of course, that's what we're going to hear you on – is on the app. So we're going to talk to you on the app via the text. So back and forth. So yeah,
it's going
to
be fantastic. Looks like we
have some new callers there. Let's go ahead and get started on the fan with a call here.
Let's
Brandon.
Talk to David.
David.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
Hey, David. Thanks morning, for joining
David.
Us.
David. Hey, Pete. Gents, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, great show this morning. Welcome to the new transition. Looking forward to the new show.
All right. Thanks, David.
Hey, I just wanted to throw out a quick invitation for our CCA California San Diego chapter. We got a new event coming up here on January 16th. It's Angler's Night Out. We're doing it at Calafino Tequila in Carlsbad. It's going to be a great event. It's a $30 entry. We got food from Firehouse Q and Brews. We're going to have vendors, mixers, and some good information coming out from Michael Rabb from Go to the Pacifics. Your entry includes three free drinks and some good raffles that are going to be going on. So we got some great stuff going on this year with CCA and in the San Diego chapter. We look forward to having everybody come through and participate in these things and support this great cause.
Yeah, so the other thing, too, is you have a great cinematographer named Michael, is it Rabi?
I believe so, Michael Rabi.
Yeah, and he's going to be making a movie called The Ghost of the Pacific, A White Sea Bass Story. Which,
wow.
That sounds super cool. Yeah. And you're going to be premiering that night at Calafino Tequila, right?
Yeah, amazing cinematography, man. It's just amazing, just the stuff that comes through on that.
Well, thanks for all your hard work, David, with CCA, CCA California San Diego chapter. Appreciate what you do. And, so that's on Thursday, January 16th, 4 to 7 p.m., you get some
now,
shots of tequila.
Now, do people just show up? Or do you get tickets ahead of time?
They got a great musicologist there making drinks. It comes with three tickets included in your $30 entry. You can look it up at ccacalifornia.org. Go to the events page. We also got another one coming up on May 17th. I don't want to polish your brass here, but hey, we're honoring you here.
You're honoring the great Pete Gray?
Oh, boy.
We're honoring Pete Gray.
Well, he deserves it. There's nobody in this.
San Diego Chapter Beacon Award at our Absent Taps event.
Well, that's awesome. And where would that be held?
That's going to be at Marina Village in the Baja Room on May 17th. 4 to 8 p.m., I believe the hours are.
And we're looking forward to that's May 18th?
May 17th, the Saturday.
It's a Saturday, okay.
Well, count me in. There's no place I would rather be on May 17th
thanks, Brandon.
Than honoring the great P. Gray.
Oh, that's
going
to be
a
nice
good
of
one.
You guys to do that. Appreciate that. All right, David, well, thanks. Yeah, that great event up at Calafino Tequila in Carlsbad. Check it out, CCA California. .org on the events tab. You can see all the information on that. And thanks, David, for reminding us of that. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. All have right. a good day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Our very first caller on the fan there and very first with our new systems here. So nice to always hear from Jeff there. I have a great text from John in Ranch San Diego. It's a little bit long, but I'm going to read it anyway because it's a good one. He says, great to hear and fun show to hear. Captain Al, hey Al, you're great with kids and fishing the San Diego Bay, which is something we haven't really talked about yet. I have a 5-year-old grandson, and we've started fishing half-day trips on the bay together already. I've got him started on a spinning reel with a 7-foot rod, but wondering when do you think he should start learning to throw a bait casting conventional reel? What do you think are the most important things to do to keep our kids interested in fishing? Good for you, Dave.
How old is he? Did he say how old?
He said five.
Five? Yeah. Well, I have five grandkids from 10 to 2.
Wow.
And the 3-year-old's already starting to cast a bait caster. You know, with that, earlier the better. You know, short spurts of lessons at the house. Lock the side spool down, you know, the free spool a little bit. Put a heavy weight on them and let them get familiar with it, you know. And keep a pair of scissors in your pocket for backlash.
Sure, yeah. Inevitable.
and be prepared, you know. And then San Diego Bay, on the right conditions, is the place to take them to get them hooked on fishing. I've taken thousands of kids out there, first timers, moms with boys that love to fish. And San Diego Bay is the kids' wonderland.
And the rig would be what?
The easiest bait to use. I'm kind of sponsored by them, but I fish a spinning rod with 15-pound braid, And depending on if the big sand bass are around or not, I change the top shot, but 15-pound top shot to a half-ounce Kalin round jig head with a 3-inch Berkeley gulp shrimp in natural or new penny.
Ooh.
And the reason that works mainly in the channel, not in the back. It works a little bit in the back, but the deeper water, the 40-foot area, and that stuff catches everything. Thousands of different. I mean, there's days we catch 150 fish on that thing.
The Berkeley gulp.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is once they start buzzing around the boat a little bit and don't want to hold the rod, you stick that thing in gear and the rod holder, and next thing you know, it's
they
a
go down.
Man. You know?
That Berkeley gulp is a cheat code sometimes. Yeah. You know, anytime I take my gal out of my skiff and we go fish the bay, I tie her on one of those, the exact same setup, essentially, and she just casts it out, doesn't particularly work it or do anything, and every once in a while that rod just doubles over, and on certain days she might outfish me, you know.
It's pretty
deadly. And what size lead head are you using?
Depending on the depth that you're fishing, anywhere from a quarter ounce to a half ounce, typically.
So pretty small.
And then once the tide's over 5 foot, it's a little tougher, you know. If you're making your own lead head,
so that's on tides that are like 2 to 4 feet.
No, tides that are like 3.5 foot to 5 foot. You know, 3 foot, you can get away with it, but ultimate tides around four-ish, four and a half, five.
Okay. Yeah. And to the texter's question, I would be fearful at the age of 5 to maybe push the bait caster yet on them. If you were to, the newer reels that are out available on the market, the Shimano, from an SLX DC to a Corrado DC, any of these reels that have electronic brake systems on them, you could essentially, even for a 5-year-old, make it castable for anybody and for anybody to learn on. But at 5, backlashes are going to come hot and heavy, and you're potentially going to frustrate them away from fishing. That's what would be my fear.
Yes.
So maybe keep them with the spinning gear. Nice 7-foot rod, nice spinning reel. You give them that gulp shrimp on a lead head, and they're just going to catch fish and have a good time. And one of the upsides of that gulp is it catches everything. There's not a species in the bay, which there's so many species in the bay. Everything eats a gulp shrimp.
Halibut, corvina.
Bonefish.
Mm-hmm. Mackerel, bonita. Yeah. All of it. Bonefish.
That's so cool.
Hey, but going back to that, so I agree on the baitcaster, but what I would do is expose him to it in short spurts so he doesn't get frustrated. And then once he gets a little bit older, what I do with my grandkids, because I take them to the lake. They like to go to the lake because they can wind around. The boat's full of different stuff. They just start winding stuff around everywhere. It drives me crazy. So lately I've been telling them, okay, you guys get a backlash, you sit down right there, you grab the scissors, or you try to get it out. If you can't get it out, you take your scissors, you cut it out, you fix up your rod all by yourself. And the 10-year-old and the 8-year-old are doing that now.
I bet it doesn't take them long before they're experts at it. At the same age, I was doing the same thing.
And now you're the world's greatest fisherman.
Well, sure. And I'm still picking out backlashes.
Right? Oh, yeah.
All these years later.
Well, thanks for the good text. Hey, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back in the phones, Brandon.
All right. Well, we have a bunch of phone calls, but we do have a couple lines still open. Let's talk to Tom. How you doing this morning, Tom? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great, Tom. It's wonderful to hear from you.
Yes, and I appreciate your clean cut look, Brandon.
Well, I did that for you, Tom. I knew you were watching that.
That's right.
He's the best dressed fisherman in this room. I can tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question for the captain. What can you update us on local yellowtail fishing?
Local yellowtail fishing, well, they've been catching a few up in La Jolla on the yo-yo iron and surface iron if you're at the right time and the right place. Down at the islands, I was down there the other day. I didn't run over any schools or anything, but they're definitely around. It's the hardest time of year to catch them if you're willing to look at the meter all day and try to find a school and then wind yo-yo irons around. You spend all day looking for them, you might get bit up in La Jolla.
There you go. Yeah, that's right, been a few
right
up.
And that's for right now. But
up in La Jolla. Are they still following the boats?
What was that?
Sea lions.
Yeah, sea lions are always on our tail. Yeah, but if you're yo-yo iron fishing and stuff like that, it's a little bit more user-friendly. You put a bait in the water, it's tough. But.
Tom, if you're fishing in Southern California or even Northern Baja, anywhere,
or Alaska,
anytime,
right?
In Alaska, if you're fishing in the Pacific Ocean, sea lines are going to be an issue. Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Brandon, you have a great text, huh?
I do have a great text, and there's been a bunch of them flowing in. Here's one. It says, "Morning, guys. Great show. Question for Cap Mal. What is your favorite fish to catch? And do you have a bucket list trip that you want to go on?"
Oh.
And that's from Matt in Apple Valley.
Oh.
Well, that's a good one. My favorite, well, I don't per se have a specific favorite fish to catch. You know, I like catching them all.
There must be.
One of my funnest things I like to do at home here is in the summertime is put the Ranger in the water on a nice night when there's no wind. And go throw the spooker around in the bay for Corvina.
Oh, how cool is that?
The blow-ups on that spooker are insane.
See, I've never done that.
Oh,
yeah. I've never done that. I've never been in a boat and fished a spooker or a topwater bait for Corvina.
Is that
year-round?
It can be, but mainly in the summer when they're a little more hungry.
Back bay or anywhere in the bay?
Back bay on the beaches, basically.
And do you get...
You throw that thing right up on the beach, man, in an inch of water.
Do you typically get bigger bites when you're doing that?
Not necessarily. Sometimes you get more bites at night. You know,
The cool part of doing something like that is it's a super unique fishery. Almost nobody does stuff like that. And on any given cast, you might catch the world record.
Right,
because
that's
where it lives. Yeah. The world record is right there. Oh, totally. And that's
is that an orange mouth Corvina?
For a short fin Corvina.
I think the world record is 10-4 or something like that.
Yeah,
and you think is in there?
Caught on a spook in the back bay, and there has been fish. You know, a lot of local guys claim to have caught the world record, quote unquote, you know, and have a picture of their phone of a great big one. And almost always they're caught on a topwater. But you know, if you're going to do the whole thing, you gotta weigh it. It has to be on an IGFA certified scale. And it's a matter of time because they're back there. Somebody's catching a 12 pounder. Somebody's going to catch
about, I don't know, two months ago, I have a client that I do guide trips with and teach him on his boat and stuff that lives in the caves.
Mm.
And I got there a little early. I was grabbing the rods and my spooker rod was right there. I'm like, man, let me take that thing. So I took it just to kind of show him, you know, what's going on. So I walked down to the dock in the Coronado Caves, and the first cast down the gut of the aisleway, I caught a 8-2.
Oh, wow.
Right in front of him in the first cast. He could not believe it.
Wow. Jeez. I would be in disbelief, too. And that goes to what I'm saying. There's world-class, world-record potential back there, and it's just a matter of time.
Right.
And if I was betting my money on anybody, I'm betting on Catmount and Cloud.
That's cool.
To the secondary question that this gentleman had, do you have a bucket list trip that you want to go on that you haven't done yet?
You know, Alaska. I've never been to Alaska.
Oh, we got
to
get you.
I have a lot of guys have worked for me over the years. You know, I had a guy come down from Alaska thinking he was going to make a setup in San Diego.
You want to do a saltwater trip or you want to do a freshwater trip in Alaska?
Well, the ultimate trip would be a little bit of everything. Yeah. I'd like to do one of them fly-ins, man.
Yeah.
Go fly in and catch some trout back
we'll
in
have
there
to get you get you not only to Kingfisher Charters but also Katmai Lodge, which Brandon got to go to last year, right?
I've been so fortunate. Let's Talk Hook Up sent me to both places, and both places blew my mind.
Yeah.
You know, and they're totally
different.
So opposite, you know. One's the all you can catch saltwater buffet at Kingfisher in Sitka, and then at Katmai Lodge, what an experience from the bears to the every species of salmon to the moose to the everything. It was just
fish
incredible.
Running between your legs.
That's probably way cool. My alley. I've seen a lot of water and I've caught a lot of saltwater fish. And I mean, you go out there one day, do that, and then go do 3 days in the backcountry. You know what I mean?
And it's so different than anything I've experienced from a kid from San Diego, California. I never thought I would be anywhere that looks remotely close to that place. And what a gorgeous and what an amazing outfit they have from top to bottom.
From the middle of nowhere too. Right?
In the middle of nowhere. Yeah. You have to take a tiny little plane to get there. Yeah.
How cool is that? That's what I'm looking for.
Even landing on that dirt runway is a little.
Ooh,
yeah.
I've had some invites from a couple of captains that came down and worked with me from Alaska, and now they're back up there running their own deal. I just struggle with the timing because I'm so busy down here.
Well,
I'm getting
you
older.
You know what, Al? We're not getting any younger. You got to go do
it. Coverage and go.
There you go. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have a lot more for Captain Al. We're going to have catch report from Mark and Marcos. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. Costa Sunglasses.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish.
I'm here.
They have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookups here on 97.3 The Fan. The Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, streaming. Hey, great to have Captain Al on the show. And Brandon, you having fun?
Just having a blast. I love being here at the sport fishing capital of the world and the sport fishing headquarters with Catmount Clouders. There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Yeah, for sure. And Al, it's really fun to start the new year and the new station and the whole new look of Let's Talk Hookup here off with Captain Al, because Al's been our friend for many, many years, for sure. So,
yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, you guys. Overlooking the sport fleet.
Yeah.
Nice and crispy.
It's a good
cool
spot.
Cool morning this morning. No wind.
Yeah. You know, the fan has a great studio, and we've been there. It's a beautiful studio, but there's nothing that beats the
you have the best studio of anybody.
This is a pretty good studio right here, and we've got all the equipment, and thanks a lot of people helping us out, for sure. We have a caller, so let's go ahead and jump into that.
If you
want to get through, Jeff's standing by at the fan there, 833-288-0973.
Let's talk to Gus this morning. How you doing this morning, Gus?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm glad I got through to you guys.
I've been waiting all morning to talk to you guys.
I just called to ask Al what his favorite inshore rigging for halibut would be.
Oh, I was driving down here, and the last time I was here, they asked that question, too. You know... I really don't have a favorite because there's five or six or seven or eight different or nine or ten different ways to catch them.
A lot of ways to skin the cat, yeah, for sure.
So live bait wise, you know, a reverse dropper loop with a big mackerel and a stinger hook, or a sardine and a stinger hook. Right now we have the Chovy. I guess favorite, you know. I don't know. There's a bunch of different ways to catch them, you know. We're trolling around crankbaits on leadcore now, in the 13, 14 foot water column. But so my favorite would be dragging around reaction baits, slow trolling with leadcore line, or with bait, you know. And there's a you can do a double swivel thing where where you tie the weight to a 18-inch piece of line to a swivel, and then you slide that up your main line. And then right at the end of the main line, you tie another swivel. So when the fish eats the bait, they're not feeling the weight. It's kind of like a reverse slider. It's like a slider rig. That's very efficient as well, because the fish does not feel that big weight when he bites it.
And that lead core that you're talking about, lead core and hard plugs for halibut, right. that's an old school technique,
right.
But
right.
a lot of people don't know about it, and it's
right.
kind of slept on. It's
right.
so effective for
right.
halibut.
Right.
It's kind of tricky. There is definitely
right.
a learning curve to it, but when,
right.
when you get all the stars aligned,
right.
what an effective way of catching, certainly, bay halibut. Yeah.
Right. The main thing is you got to look at the water and make sure it's clean and there's no eelgrass floating
totally.
All around.
Yeah.
You got to fish in clean water, and sometimes that doesn't line up with where the bait and the fish are at.
And when it comes to halibut, I keep it so simple. I grew up
right.
fishing a Carolina rig.
Yeah.
And now, you know, all these years later,
right.
I still, if I'm going to target a halibut, I fish
right.
a Carolina rig.
Right.
I try to go get some anchovy if the bait barge has them and yeah, whatever appropriate sliding sinker to a swivel, to a 3-foot leader, to
right.
to a single J hook. And if I'm getting short raked and getting a lot of short bites, well, then I might put a stinger treble hook on the back of the chovy or sardine that you're fishing.
Dude,
yeah.
These are gems here. We're
yeah.
learning a lot here.
Yeah.
But let's find out what's biting out there. The catch report today, Brandon.
The catch report, Dana Landing. On Mission Bay, your one-stop shop is brought to you by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you needed to go fishing. A complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Landing launch ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check out danalanding.com for more information.
All right, Captain Mark Wish, your private boater buddy, with our fishdope.com report, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Brandon, Al.
Good morning.
I hope your ears were ringing.
Happy New
we've
Year.
We've been singing your praises
new,
all
new
morning.
New time here, new station, new year, a few new problems.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Getting it all straightened out here.
I didn't hear you there. I can't read you guys real strong on this channel here. But so here we are with the new year. You know, you guys got to be aware. You've already been talking about it, but no more rockfish, guys. You get whitefish, sculpin, all that other stuff. It's closed here for a little bit. We're gonna give them a rest. And man, I just got all discombobulated.
You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm following you.
But, don't forget about getting a new fishing license. I've had guys coming in that don't even know we're on a new system.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the length of the licenses now. So if you're normally used to buying one at this time of year, you want to go make sure that you do that. Now, in terms of fishing, you know, it's winter time. And fortunately, we're getting out of the holiday season, which lets everybody's enthusiasm start ratcheting up. It's just amazing how the start of the new year gets everybody all ready to get motivated. We're already getting a lot more reports, and that's pretty cool. So along the coast, you know, not a whole lot different, pretty much status quo. We get sculpin and whitefish on the hard bottom, sand bass fishing a little slow. The water up in this area really rolled with that big swell we had, so kind of turned it over, made it a little tougher on the bass fishing. But nothing meaningful from the outer islands right now. Weather's been less than ideal. But Catalina's a whole nother story, guys. The past few years, you know, it's kind of a slower start on the bigger grade sea bass. But, you know, back in the old days, we used to catch a lot of them at this time of year. And this season, you know, it feels more like that. There's a lot of squid around. Squid just about everywhere over at the island right now. All the stock spots. Got it all up and down the front and the back. And the past week or so, 10 days maybe, some really nice catches of sea bass, including some big ones, 50 pounds plus. And I've seen the pictures. These guys ain't lying. And I've heard of fish, not heard of any fish on the bait grounds. It's all been up shallow. It's kind of fishing the edge of structure, fishing that off color water. You want to find a little bit of current. and you want to fish heavy tackle because of that grade of fish. This is not like little 8 to 12 pounders we see. A lot of this is really big fish, so get that heavy tackle out for when you're fishing that squid up there shallow. This is also the time of year over at that island we start seeing some signal on the home guard yellows out there on the deep water structure, really opposite of what's going on with the sea bass. Haven't really heard much about it yet, but again, we've had so little coverage through the holiday season and with the weather, that's all going to change here now. So we'll be looking forward to a lot more reports coming in, and we'll be talking more about that deep water yellow and how to fish that at this time of year, as well as fishing those sea bass over there. If you guys want to get a little idea on how to do all that, you know, I wrote a little book called In the Gray about fishing Catalina and the other islands there offshore. So
yeah,
it's good that'll stuff. Help you out a lot. So that's this week's report. First one of the new year. Looking forward to a whole new season and all the cool stuff that's going to happen as we get into this year here.
Yeah, and of course, FishDope.com has all the stuff. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, right there by that big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, it's time to go fishing, guys. Get that new year started off right.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, appreciate Mark. That very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday at your new time, which is 7:45. Appreciate that very much. All right. Okay, now let's move on to C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos is standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Marcos. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, great to have you. Thanks for joining us on the new number and the new system here on the fan and, of course, on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Appreciate that. And what's going on over at Seaforth?
I'm a little nervous. We're big time now.
We've always been big time. Come on.
Fair. True. We're really big time. Well, I mean, Mark gave a pretty good rundown of the local conditions there. Rockfish off limits for the next few months here. But the new Seaforth going out there on those half days, they've been catching the sand bass, whitefish, sculpin. The San Diego snuck a 7-4 trip in there, and they did see yellowtail last week. So they're back out there today, both boats, the new Seaforth on their half day, San Diego on the 7-4. Hopefully we'll see some more of that yellowtail. But overall, some nice weather out there. Catching some fish, like we said, you know, you got to be careful, especially if you take your own boat out there, make sure you're not getting that fish that's off limits now. Upcoming here, the Tribute is running their first call net trip next weekend, and that trip is full. But check the website. They're running those trips through February, so you can check the website there, seaforthlanding.com. Got the schedule up there for those half days on the new Seaforth, and definitely double-check that schedule because right now we're back to those 8:30 departures during the week, and then the standard 6 and 12:30 departures on the weekend. San Diego has another a little bit over a week of trips there, running the 7-4s. We got those Tribute day and a half trip schedule on the weekend. To check that out, c4landing.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can answer all your questions, get you on a trip. And like we're talking about there, if you've got family in town still, I know some people are still on vacation, you just want to get them out on the water, they don't necessarily want to fish. We got those whale watching trips. They're starting to see some great whales now. We're definitely into that season there. And, of course, you can always come down and visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, get ready for the upcoming season, because if it's anything like the last few years, it'll be on us before we know it.
All right. Sounds great, Marcos. Appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next week, same time at the new time at 7:45. Appreciate that call.
Actually, you won't talk to me next week. I'm actually taking some time off here.
No.
Oh, you can't do that.
Come on, you can't do that.
I know. It's like, when was the last time I did that? But next Saturday, I won't be here. The following Saturday, I will. So I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Happy New Year to you. And that is our catch report.
You too.
That catch report was brought to you by FishDope.com. And Gamagatsu is not just all about hooks. There is so much more, including the new Gamagatsu fillet knives. Once you try, you will always want more. The new tools are always also very special, including the Gamagatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades, which we use in the shop there at Fisherman's Landing, and they're phenomenal. So they will never rust. See your local dealer. Check out Gamagatsu.com.
And then stay tuned because we're going to be having another hour for you only on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back on the fan tomorrow morning, but stay tuned on the app.
The best just got better.
Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher, everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com, and sign up for special deals and more.